This is a demonstration of Coppercat's HN Backdrill skill program. The purpose of this program is to automatically generate backdrill files from your current board design file. To load the program, hit Ctrl B on your keyboard, bring up AppMan, the Application Manager menu, select the Backdrill skill program, and click the Load Skill button. As the program is loading, it's also going to generate out a tech file. From the tech file, it's going to extract pin and via spacing, as well as the current board stack up. From the backdrill menu, we have a number of parameters that are available to us. The first is the data rate. As we change the data rate, so we'll change the minimal stub length. We can also alter the minimal stub length by overriding tech file parameters by clicking tech file override, at which point we receive a warning message. And then we can alter things such as the dielectric constant, which will again change the minimum stub length. We can also override the overdrill diameter. In this case, it's currently set to 7 thou overdrill, and change it to any value we wish. For the purpose of this demonstration, I'm going to change the minimum stub length to 0. This will make drill files drill all layers N-1. We're also going to create backdrills for vias and for through-hole pins. We then select the high-speed nets simply by clicking the nets one at a time from the selection menu, or we can select them by group and select the group name, and the individual nets are selected into the left-hand column. Once they've been selected, we can highlight and de-highlight them. This helps us locate them in the design. At this point, we're ready to generate the backdrills. Simply click the Generate button. At this point, we're receiving a warning message telling us that there's an error and that backdrills will not be created due to test points. Any location that has a test point on it will not be backdrilled. This location will be documented in the backdrill report file, which can be viewed later. The backdrill files are going to be stored in a subdirectory of the current working directory called ccbackdrill.dir, and we're also creating two new layers within the design, called CCD Backdrill Top and CCD Backdrill Bottom. These two layers are visual representations of the backdrills and can be gerbered out and sent to your board manufacturer to help them locate the backdrills within the design. We're also reducing external pads wherever their backdrill is located. When we reduce the external pad down to the drill size, we need to protect the drill barrel from adjacent copper. To do so, we're adding root keepouts around each of these backdrill locations. From the backdrill report menu, we can step through and visit each of the backdrill locations one at a time, simply clicking the forward backward button, or clicking any line within the menu. This location, we see a C-shaped root keepout around the backdrill location. The via pad has been reduced down to the size of the via barrel. The new pad in white here is the size of the drill. And if we view the backdrill layers, manufacturing CC backdrill top and bottom, we can see there's a donut on the backdrill location. This donut represents, the inner diameter represents the original drill size. The outer diameter represents the new backdrill size. Attached to each location is a piece of backdrill text. In this case, it's indicating there's a backdrill from layers 1 to 3 for backdrill top, and from bottom, backdrill from layer 22 to 8. Locations that have single backdrills will have a single piece of text attached to them. Within the report menu, we also have the option to right mouse click on any connection layer type or drill layer type, and resort them and resort that list. We can then visit by those sorted lists one at a time simply by clicking on them again and visiting those locations. Back in the main menu, we could also generate out a tech file report. A tech file report will simply display in text format the current board stack up and board information. Again, program settings, board information, and current ports backup in text format. We also can view the backdoor report, which will again show us board information, program settings, pad stacks are replaced with new backdrill pad stacks, an error message about the test points within the design, summary of the drill locations for each of the layers. And this summary can also be used to locate drill layers that have a low number of backdrills, and these can be optimized later on. An error location list of each via location within the design that cannot be backdrilled due to test probes, and a list of the high-speed nets. Also within the subdirectory for the backdrill files, we have the backdrill files in Exelon format. Each backdrill file has a naming convention. The naming convention is backdrill, the start layer, stop layer, and then the depth. In this case, it's backdrill from bottom to ground layer 2 with an approximate depth of 151 mils. This ends the demonstration for CopperCAD's AGIN skill backbuild program. If you have any questions, please visit our website at www.coppercad.com.